Okay. All right. Hey, it's working. That was my first concern. I would have been emotionally scarred because the microphone didn't work. So this is about the scars of youth when you grow up someplace where there's really, really good marijuana. So I was about 19 or 20 years old, and I was sitting around with a group of people, and we'd been drinking a lot and smoking a lot of pot. And I happened to have a little stiletto knife that was broken. And the reason I had a stiletto knife was because I lived in a really dangerous part of Portland, Oregon. Not really. There is no dangerous part of Portland, Oregon. I was a kid, and I thought, oh, this is cool. But it was broken. But I thought, oh, cool, it's broken. The knife won't stay in. I'll play a great trick on my friends. And so I took the knife, and I said, hey, guys. Hey, guys. And I took the knife, and I went like this. And no problem. And then I flipped it, and I went, hey, it fixed itself. That's cool. And I was actually, I don't know if you've been to Oregon, but it's good stuff. I didn't really feel anything. I just, hey, can somebody get me a towel? And I pulled the knife out, I put a towel around it, and it was fine. I think that the person who actually was scarred was this guy, Keith. And it probably really didn't go on for this long, but my memory of it was that he managed to say about 1,000 times in a row, oh, my God, he's going to die. Oh, my God, he's going to die. I had a good night, though. Thank you.